Somebody say amen. There is a reason we sing so much and talk so much about the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus in John chapter 17 and in verse 4, he said to the Father, he's praying, this is his one long prayer just before he left, that is documented, that is all written out for us to see. He said to the Father, I have glorified you on the earth. This is what he came to do. He said, Lord, Father, I have glorified you on the earth. This was why he came. He said, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. That's why he came. And then he said, now, Father, you glorify me with your own self. With the same glory that I had with you before the world even ever came into existence. He now said something super amazing. There are two major ways in which Jesus glorified the Father on the earth, in addition to completing the assignment that God the Father gave him. The first one was in manifesting his name on the earth. There's something about this that we have to get a revelation of. We have not even scratched the surface of it. We have not even touched it. We don't even understand. We don't even have the slightest clue of this revelation. The first way in which Jesus manifested the glory of the Father on earth was, he said, by manifesting his name or declaring his name, or like the Old Testament used in Exodus 34, by proclaiming his name. This is why Satan is so afraid of the name of Jesus. Because one of the ways in which you establish the glory of God upon the earth is by declaring his name, by manifesting his name. He said there in verse 6, I have manifested your name unto the men that you gave me out of the world. Thine they were, and you gave them to me. You kept them by your word. And in Hebrews chapter 2, in recounting his assignment on the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ said, he says here in verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 2. You know, actually, let's read it so you have context here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's read it from verse 9, he says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Taste death for every man. He said, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. You can say many sons and daughters unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Verse 11, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one. Listen to this. For both he that sanctified, that is Jesus, and they who are sanctified, that is you and me, the body of Christ, the believers, the saints, are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them his brethren. He who sanctified and they who are sanctified are all one. Close your eyes for 1 minute and just pray this prayer. Father, open my eyes to see in your word things that I have never seen before, radically change my life, elevate me, and enable me to lay hold on the glory that you prepared and proposed for me. He said, both he who sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one. I want you to listen to this now. Jesus who sanctified and the believers, you and me, the least of us, the least of us, every man and every woman that calls the name of Jesus, that takes the name of Jesus. Remember, what qualifies us is taking the name of Jesus. The Bible says, he who sanctifies Jesus and they who are sanctified are what? All one. So, the same glory that belongs to the one who sanctified is the same glory that belongs to the one who are sanctified. The same glory that belongs to Jesus is the same glory that belongs to you. Yeah. How did God see to it that the same glory that belonged to Jesus will belong to you? He gave him the same thing that he gave Jesus, that Jesus manifested on the earth. What's that? His name. His name. Remember, he said in John 17, I have glorified you on the earth. I have done what? Manifested your name. I've declared your name unto my brethren. He said, now glorify me. Now, that same glory, God translated to you. How? By giving you the same name. So right here in this scripture, he said, he who sanctifies and they who are sanctified are what? One. Then he said in verse 12, listen to this now, watch this in verse 12, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto you. This is Jesus now. He said, I will declare your name. Why? Because what gives you access to the glory is his name. What gives you access to the glory is not you, it's not where you are born, it's not the color of your skin, it's not the kind of family you are born into, it's not the kind of school you went to, it's not your history, it is the name you receive. When you receive the name of Jesus and make it yours, you immediately receive the same glory that God the Father gave Jesus. That's why the last thing he said, when he said at the end in Mark chapter 16, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They will do everything that I did if they believe in my name. Why? Because his name is what gives you access to the glory of God. Moses said in Exodus chapter 33, Lord, show me your glory. How did he show him his glory? The Lord showed up in Exodus chapter 34 and started to proclaim his name. You have that scripture, put it up for me. First in Exodus 33, what verse is this? Where Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. What verse is that? Is there somewhere in Exodus 33? Should I just keep on preaching and not wait for my helper today? I'll do that. I need you to be really fast and speak to that computer, move quickly. Because by the time I get one third of where I want to go, everybody is tired. You've taken enough. You are too stuffed. You can't take more. I need you to take some things today. I want you to take some things. I said, I want you. You see, you can take. God will give as much as you can take. The only limit to what God will give is what we can take. If we can take more, he will keep giving more. What verse is that in Exodus 33? What does he say? What does he say? Show me thy glory. Give me that verse again. And he said, I beseech you what? Show me your glory. Then, in Exodus 34, find that verse. It might be from verse 5. Exodus 34, immediately, this is how God started to show him his glory. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and did what? Proclaimed the name of the Lord. That's how he showed him his glory. He said, show me your glory. And he said, okay. You want to see my glory? He declared, started proclaiming his name. The name of Jesus gives you access to the glory of God. Now, God's eternal purpose and dream throughout all the ages was to do what? Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14, the Amplified, to fill the whole earth with the glory of God. To fill the whole earth. Habakkuk said, the time is coming when the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The whole earth, the whole earth. And from the beginning, the plan that God made was to fill the earth with his glory through man. Somebody say man. Somebody say man. No, let's change that around. The plan of God was to fill the earth with his glory through you and through me. Somebody say through you and through me. Say it again. Say through you and through me. Put up for me Isaiah 43 verse 7. Everyone called by my name, for I have created them for my glory. Everyone called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, whom I have made. I want you to see how the name of the Lord connects with the glory of the Lord and how it connects with you. His eternal plan from the beginning. Once you take the name of God, you have the glory of God. Once you take the name, I don't care, you may be a leper, once you take the name of God, you have the glory of God. You may be a blind man, once you take the name of God, you have the glory of God. What does that mean? It means he manifests, God manifests in your life. You go from ordinary to glory when you take his name upon your life. Even everyone called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. But Satan messed up the plan. My message to you today is not about how Satan messed up the plan. My message to you today is about how he messed up the plan one time, but he will never again mess up that plan. He will never again be able to mess up that plan. My message to you today is Satan won once, but he lost forever. Satan won once, but he lost forever. So, why is Satan such an enemy of God? And why is he such an enemy of mankind? Before I answer that question, I want us to go to our theme scripture for this convention. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. Why is Satan such an enemy of God? And why is he such an enemy of man? I want you to know, you carry the glory of God. Every single one of you. Every single one of you. You carry the glory of God. You emanate, you reflect the glory of God. The glory of God is upon you. The glory of God is a crown upon your life. You are no ordinary person. Shake your neighbor up, those of you in this room. Say, you are no ordinary person. Say, your mind is drifting. I can tell your mind is drifting. Listen to what the Lord is saying. You are no ordinary. Take your mind and bring it back here. You are no ordinary person. You are a child of glory. Through you, God will manifest his glory upon the earth. Through you, God will manifest his glory upon the earth. Through you. You are for signs and wonders. You are for signs and wonders. He said it right there in Hebrews chapter 2, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing praise unto you. And then again he said, I will put my trust in him. And again he said, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and wonders. Put that up for me in Isaiah 8:18. I and the children that the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and wonders. God wants to do signs and wonders in the lives of his people. He wants to take us from ordinary to glory. This is not church as usual, folks. I said, this is not church as usual. God wants to take us from ordinary to glory. We are for signs and wonders. I am for signs and wonders. How about you? That means when the world sees you, they ought to see there's something different about you. You are for signs and wonders. That means when the world looks at you, they ought to see that there is something that marks you out for the glory of God. Why? Because you are for signs and wonders. Well, all of the trouble that we have in our generation, in this world, on this earth, is a result of the hatred that Satan has for God and the hatred that Satan has for man. All of the trouble, all of the evil that you see in the world today. Well, why does he hate us so much? Why does he hate God so much? Let's go on to 1 John 3, verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. He says in the B part, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Why was the Son of God manifest? That he might destroy the works of the devil. What is the work of the devil? It tells us right there. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Before I take a few minutes to pray, I want you to stay with me. I want you to watch this. I want you to watch something here. God the Father, at the beginning, created man and put his glory upon him. Satan, because of his hatred for God the Father and his hatred for man, decided to corrupt the seed of man by introducing sin. Why does Satan hate God the Father so much? Why? Here, let me show you. Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. Let's look at these two scriptures real quick. This is the Lord speaking about Lucifer. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who did weaken the nations? Here it is. For you said in your heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. When he said that, the Most High said, no, you will not be like the Most High. You will be cut down to hell. You will be cut down to hell. Why does Satan hate God? Why does he hate the Most High so much? Because he wants the glory that belongs to him. Satan wants praise. He wants adoration from man, from the world. Go to Ezekiel 28. He said, I will exalt my throne. God said, no, you will not. You will be cut down. No, you will not. You will be cut down. I see Satan fall like lightning in your life. I see Satan fall like, no, he will not be exalted. He will be cut down. I see Satan fall like lightning in every situation of life that concerns you. Listen, he's trying to exalt himself. He's trying to show the world how much power he has. But I declare to you, on the authority of the name of Jesus, I see Satan fall like lightning. In every area of life where he receives praise, I see him cut down. Shame is coming to Satan in the name of Jesus. Shame is coming to Satan. Shame is coming to Satan. Shame is coming to Satan. I came into this service. Part of my singular purpose, I've laid a sound foundation. The Lord helped me on Friday, talking about the glory of God. I'm laser focused on this. We will shame that devil. We are going to shame the devil. In every life where Satan has been glorified, we are going to shame him. Because he said, I will exalt myself like the Most I know. He said, no, you will not. You will be brought down. You will be brought down. And then Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, from verse 17 to 9, he said, behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He said, I will be exalted. Jesus said, no, I saw him fall. Satan will fall in your life like lightning. Satan will fall in your life like lightning. You are the instrument of the glory of God. Everything, listen to me. Listen to me. Something is going to happen in this service in your life. I don't care where you are. Something has to happen. I know it. I know it by revelation. I know it by revelation. I can tell. The Lord will elevate you now. He will elevate you from a realm of ordinary to a realm of glory. Out of this service. Out of this service. That's why it's important that we get understanding and revelation from the word of God, because that's how the glory comes. The Lord will smite Satan in your life. Satan will be put to shame. Ha! Listen to me. Every area where he has magnified himself and acted as though he is all that, he has all power, the Lord will put him to shame in your life. The Lord will put him to shame. The Lord will put him to shame. Satan, hear me today. the Lord will put you to shame. The Lord will put you to shame. Forgive me for pointing at the camera. I know he's not. I know you are listening to me. Why is he pointing? I'm not pointing to you. I'm pointing to Satan. I'm telling you, Satan, God will bring you down. God will cause you shame. God will cause you shame. God will cause you shame. We will manifest the glory of God. How are we going to manifest the glory of God? Everywhere we go, signs and wonders. Everywhere we go, signs and wonders. Things will be happening in our lives where Satan already told people that those things will never happen. And suddenly God will show up and those things will begin to happen. And then Satan will be put to shame. I said, Satan will be put to shame. I'm ready. Are you ready? I said, I'm ready. Are you ready? Come on. I said, I'm ready. Are you ready? Come on. How many people are ready to go? How many people are ready to go? God will put you to shame, Satan. God will put you to shame. That man's child you took, God will put you to shame. That woman's family you destroyed, God will put you to shame. That sickness you struck upon the child of God, God will put you to shame. You have to lose your whole Satan. You have to lose your whole Satan. One woman had been bound in this evil of the enemy for so long, for 18 years. Jesus said, lose him. Lose. 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 It's time. She's a daughter of Abraham. She's a daughter of glory. It's time. It's time. It's time. You may have heard this before, but I'm declaring it to you on the strength of what the Lord said is revelatory. God will radically change the issues of your life shortly. God will radically change the issues of your life shortly. And if the issues of your life don't need to be changed, God will elevate you from the level of glory where you are to a higher level. You will see glory. You will know glory. You will embrace glory. You will live with glory. Shout yes, somebody. He's not all that. He's not all that. He goes around parading himself like he's something. He's nobody. He's nobody. Satan is a nobody. Huh? Satan is a nobody. He's a nobody. Thank you. He's just a barking dog. That's all he is. He has no power. Put your hand over your mind. I release you from every strike of the devil in your mind, in your emotion. Right now, in Jesus, you are free. He has no power. He's just barking like a dog. He's a stupid liar. Who is he? He's a nobody. He's a nobody threatening the whole world. He just struck the world with COVID recently, making noise. I will show you. I will show you. You are coming down, Satan. You are coming down in the name of Jesus. In every area of your life where you see Satan manifesting, it's not time to play in those areas. You've got to get up and say, hey, stop. I'm a child of God. Jesus said she's a daughter of Abraham. You are bound up for 18 years. Come on, loose her and let her go. Come on, loose her and let her go. I came into this service with the singular laser focus of putting Satan to shame. In the world, I want Satan to be ashamed in the world. We carry the crown of glory. We don't carry the crown of shame. All this nonsense he's doing. Have you noticed how he works? He sets up things to embarrass you. Have you noticed? He creates situations so you can't lift up your head and say, I'm a child of God. Have you found out? Have you found out? That's how he works. He goes around parading himself like he has power. He puts things together here and there. You suddenly get up one day and you notice so many things have come together. You don't know when it happened. You don't know how it happened. But suddenly you are embarrassed about it. Suddenly it's shame. It's like you can't even talk about it. He took away your witness. Acting like he's somebody. He's nothing. He's just a dog. I came to declare it to you today. I came to tell it to the world. Satan is just a dog. God will put him to shame. I said, God is putting him to shame in this service, beginning from your life today. God is putting Satan to shame. Shatakaba, Satanakaba, Metaria, Loporika, Menderepa Suta, Iakatasite, Meperipa Kosotomosita, Jataraka Kiaka, Iparaba Satahasha, Yamporosite Nekebosita. Pastor Tinu and I met a man a few weeks. We've known this man. We've done business with him out of state. He's a good friend, good believer, good brother. We've done some very good business with him, and what a blessing. And we met him maybe about a couple of months ago. This man was in tears, gone to church all his life, served in the different churches in that part of the country. I mean, some of the things he's done. He served, he's helped make ministers' lives easy, helped make missionaries' lives easy, helped pastors. God has blessed this man. God has blessed this man. The first time this man invited us to his house, I was reminding her a few days ago. We were driving to his house, and I was looking everywhere. I was looking at all the things I was seeing on the way to this man's house. It's golf course. And we got into the house. I was looking. I was like in a daze. I thought there are ordinary people that live like this in this country. God has blessed this man. That was 3.5 years ago. A few weeks ago, he called me weeping. His life was in total shambles. Compassion welled up in her heart, prayed for him, ministered to him. But I stood with him not a few days ago. And I remember as I was, because every time he stands talking to me about these situations, just an anointing comes from within me. I start prophesying over him. And I remember I was prophesying over him, and he suddenly hugged me. He just hugged me. God has blessed you so much. I know he wasn't talking about material things. He was talking about the deep anointing in the ministry that the Lord was pouring out. He couldn't get enough of it. Held on to me tight. I said to him, Satan is ashamed. He's going to be ashamed in your life. He walked everywhere to tear down. This man is, how old is he? Almost 70 now? 65, just retired. Walked all his life. Made a good life. And suddenly in a moment, everything came crashing down. Everything. Lost almost everything. That stupid devil got around him. Got into situations, into minds, attacked minds of people that were close to him. He tore apart the crown of glory that God had put upon his children. I declare to you, Satan, God will put you to shame. Amen. I say, God will put you to shame. Amen. You won't last this. You will not last it. You will not last it. That's why Jesus came. He said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. To destroy everywhere we go, we destroy the works of the devil. The kingdom of darkness cannot stand because the glory of God is upon us. This is not just talk. This is for real. He's a loser. He's the biggest loser. I want you to go back home after this convention. I gotta stop preaching soon. I haven't taught my notes yet. That's fine. I want to pray for children today. But everywhere you go, when you go back home, I want you to look in that mirror, look in the situations around your life and declare it over and over again. Satan, the Lord will put you to shame. The Lord will put you to shame. Through my life, he will put you to shame. Through my life, he will put you to shame. Yakababa. Shetene broniske. Repababa. Manda rapaba. It's not over. It's not over. You didn't lose. Satan is the biggest loser. Satan is the biggest loser. He lost one time and he will lose forever. You know, when God put his glory on man, envy and jealousy. Why? Because man reminds him of what he always wanted and he couldn't get. He always wanted the glory of God. And he's so mad that man didn't have to do anything to earn it. He's so mad about it. He's crazy mad. But Satan, you are just a dog. We are not the losers. You are the loser. You know, sometimes he even orchestrates situations. Natural. That's why Bible says spiritual man. Spiritual man judges all things. He's judged by nobody. We have the mind of Christ. That's why your biggest access to the life of miracles God has for you, you have to get out of that mind. You have to remove that mind. Because as long as you stay trapped, many believers, they are trapped in their mind. They cannot fly. Your mind is like a rock that will tie you that you will not fly. Your first key to getting out of that land of bondage, you have to get rid of that old and renewed mind. When the word of God says something, you have to hear, yes, I believe it. I don't care if the day before that you experience the contrary. I don't care. That day when you read it and he said that, you say, I believe that. And your mind may be fighting you and say, but yesterday, but 2 days ago, but 3 weeks ago, but 4 weeks. And you know, believers will even do the same thing. I found that principalities walk through personalities. They don't know. No, truly, they don't know. Many of them don't know. They just do those things. They say those things. They don't know. Many believers don't know Satan is using them. They don't know. Many believers don't know. Many believers have a good spirit, a good heart. They are just ignorant. They are very ignorant. So many times they don't know they are being used by the devil. They will say things and do things to pull a believer down. They don't realize they're actually working for the devil. Because God wants to exalt you. God doesn't want to pull you down. There's only one person God wants to pull down. Who is that? Satan. God will put you to shame soon. Very soon. But many believers, principalities walk through personalities. Many believers don't know their left from their right. And especially because they are so much in the mind. Everything is natural. It's natural controls every area of their lives. It's what they see, it's what they hear, it's what they touch, it's what they feel. That is what controls their lives. So, once Satan he knows that's the way they are, guess what? The things he wants to get to you, he doesn't know how to get to you, he will put it in their mouth. He'll put it in their mouth. Why? Because he knows that's how to bring you down. They say, but this thing you are saying, do you remember? I mean, didn't you say this 2 years ago? Well, I'm praying for you. Right? But Satan is speaking through them. They even contend with what you say God will do. They stand and contend with it. Sometimes they even laugh. They may laugh, they'll just snicker. Oh, Jesus. They are laughing at you. Because you say the Lord will do something. You say, anyway, the Lord is a good God. I'm praying for you, Sha. This is principality walking through personalities. They don't pray anything. They don't pray Jack. They don't pray anything. The Lord will put his glory upon you. You will see the glory of God. Anything that is not working in your life, if you will just make a change, my friends, if you will make a change today, God will change your life forever. God will elevate you. You may have lived an ordinary life for 30 years. This year, God will elevate you. He will lift you up. God will lift you up. God will visit you. God will change your story. God will change your name. Remember what he told us on Friday in Nahum chapter 1 verse 7? The Lord is good. It's not about God. The Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the time of trouble. My friends, even in our loneliest moments, even in our most difficult hour, the Lord is good, my friends. The reason life hasn't turned out the way we thought it would is not because God stopped being good. If God stopped being good, the Bible would not describe him as being a stronghold in the time of trouble. That means you are going through trouble, but he's still your stronghold. Hi, Jesus. Hi, Jesus. The Lord is good, my friends. Let us exalt the name of Jesus. The Lord is good. I gotta close this service. But help me. Let us exalt the name of Jesus. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. If Nahum knew that, for sure you can know that. The Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the time of trouble. But watch this. He knows them that trust him. You can't fake it. You can't fake it. All he ever asks of you is trust. Just trust me, he said. Just trust me. If you trust me, I will make it all right. If you trust me, I will turn it around. This situation has been like that for a few years, but just trust me, I will work it out for you. I will bring your adversary to shame. Don't worry, they've been laughing at you for years, but you will soon laugh at them. You will soon laugh at them. You will soon laugh at them. That's why Sarah named her baby Laughter. They laughed at her for so many years, and she herself began to laugh when God promised. Finally, when God fulfilled his promise, he said, everybody come and laugh with me. The world will laugh with you. The world will laugh. God will show up big time in your life. God will show up big time in your life. His glory will see to it. His glory will see to it. What has not worked will begin to work. What has failed will begin to succeed. What has been stagnant will begin to move. What was regressing will begin to progress. God will show up big time in your life. I prophesy to you as I close. I apologize. I haven't taught like I planned to. I haven't gone through 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, so you can see. But you all can see it. The Lord showing you can see it. You can see today Satan is a liar. He's a liar. I don't care who is saying it through. He can say it to your pastor, he's still a liar. He can say it through a prophet, he's still a liar. Excuse me. He can say it to someone you highly trust, he's still, if it is not in conformity with the word of God, he is a liar. He's still a liar. He's still a liar. He can say it to your best friend, if he's not in line with the word of God, he's still a liar. Can say it through your spouse. If he's not in line with the word of God, he's still a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar, and God will put him to shame soon. God will put him to shame in your life. God is not a man that he should lie. God will fulfill his word in your life. I want you to walk away from this convention this weekend as we close. Walk tall. You carry the glory of God. Remember? The psalmist in Psalm 8 said, what is man? He talked about God. Put it up. Let's read it. All of us read it together. Let's read Psalm 8 together. Put it up on the screen, please. Thank you. Put it up from verse 1, Psalm 8. Put it up. Hey, they looked at him and said, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set? I want you to see his name is glory always together. His name is glory, always. See, he has set his glory above there. Go to verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you might steal the enemy and the avenger. Go to the next verse. when I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visitest him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6. Let's stop in verse 6. Let's stop. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. Eh? Satan had that. He said, huh? Satan had that. He said, huh? Guess what? He corrupted the seed. He corrupted the seed. Stand. Don't stop standing. I'm about to close. I want you to see that as I close. Shataba. Yapanomo sinteria. He corrupted the seed. Say, God put everything under his feet. His feet. When you tread, you are treading upon Satan. When you walk, you are walking upon Satan. Put everything under his feet. Don't sit down. Watch this. Listen to this. Satan had that. He had that. He said, huh? He corrupted the seed. He won one time. In Genesis 15, God had to be just. Sorry, Genesis 3, 15. God had to be just and fair. Because Satan corrupted the seed. God said, okay, I said all the while that everything will be under your feet. You will have dominion over everything. He said, but because Adam and Eve, you failed, I'll be just. The Lord said, this serpent, there will be enmity between you and him. So we became at par with him. That day, man and Satan became the same level. He said, I put enmity between you and him, your seed and his seed. He said, from now on, guess what? His seed will tread over you, and you will strike his heel. We became one. That means he hit us, we hit him back. Equal. He went from being under our feet to being at our level. We strike him, he strike us. But the Bible said, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he may destroy. He may destroy. He may destroy. He restored us to glory status. He restored us to glory status. He restored us to glory status. Watch this. He said, you will strike him, but he will strike you. You will strike him, but he will strike you. You are equal. You are the same. Jesus came. Jesus shed his blood. He redeemed us and brought us out of ordinary, out of nothing, out of corruption, and brought us up to glory. He brought us up to glory. Ha-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. I want you to see, this is my last one. This is my last scripture, I promise you. This is the last one. I want you to see it. When those disciples came back, when Jesus sent them out, they came back and they reported to him, ah, Lord, put it up. Luke 10:17, all the way to 19. They said, ah, Lord, all the devils are subject. You know why? Because Jesus came. Because Jesus came. All the devils are subject. The disciples got a chance to live in the time of Jesus like the church was supposed to live after the time of Jesus, because Jesus was still there. Yeah. You missed that. You missed that. The disciples got a chance to live in the time of Jesus like the church is supposed to live after the time of Jesus, because Jesus is still here. You missed it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. The disciples lived in the time of Jesus like we are supposed to live. The church is supposed to live after Jesus, because Jesus is still. He said, look at verse 17. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us. So it is no longer you strike me, we strike you. He said, now they are subject. Jesus said, listen, look at verse 18. Look at verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That's why he's subject to you now. He's no longer equal with you. I'll put him to shame. God will put him to shame in your life shortly. I said, God will put him to shame in your life shortly. Look at verse 19. Watch verse 19. This is our revelation. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Wait, what happened to Genesis 3:15? You strike him, he strike you. What happened? Now Jesus said, you will strike him and he will not be able to strike you back. Oh, shatter. That revelation will change your destiny forever. Will change your destiny forever. He will try, he will back at you. He's just a toothless bulldog. The Bible says he's just like a roaring. He's not a lion. He says he's like a roaring. He makes noise. That is, he's a dog, but he makes the kind of noise that a lion can make. So you see, this man is just messed up. This devil is stupid. He's crazy. He's a dog, but he makes sound like lion. So that when you hear that sound, you think there's a lion around. But he's a toothless lion, toothless bulldog. From this day, you will never suffer. You will never suffer affliction that is not meant for you. In the name of Jesus. Every area of loss you will repossess. In the name of Jesus. Every area of shame, glory will be restored. Glory will be restored. Everywhere in your life where you lost your voice has come back to you. You will carry the name of Jesus and declare it boldly. You will walk upon the earth like Jesus himself is walking upon the earth. I feel the Spirit of God in this place. I feel the Spirit of God in this place. I feel yokes being destroyed, and I feel strongholds being broken right now in this place. The Son of God himself is here. He's touching. He's moving. He's releasing. He's empowering. The Son of God himself. 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 Father, we thank you so much. We thank you so much. This is where we close this service. Just give me 1 minute, just in the spirit. Stay in the spirit for just 1 minute. We close here. Just stay right there. Just stay right there and take your authority back right now. In every area of your life, take your authority and your dominion back. Take your glory back right now. There's no reason for you to cry. There's no reason for you to be in despair. Come on. There's no reason for you to feel so helpless. You are not helpless. There's no reason for you to feel like you are losing this battle. You are not. You are not. He's a liar. He's putting things in different places to suggest to you are not winning. To suggest to you are losing. To suggest to you won't make it. He's a liar. I want you to take his name. In the name of Jesus, he said, you will cast out demons, he said. You drink deadly things, they will not harm you. You tread upon serpents and scorpions and they will have no power over you. I want you to take the name of Jesus, my friends. And I want you to begin to speak that name over different areas of your life. Not only your life, but your loved ones, people that are close to you. You know, there are people that may be trapped by the enemy's assault. People that may be in bondage to Satan himself. I want you to take the name of Jesus. Declare the name of Jesus. I said, declare the name of Jesus. Glory manifest in Jesus' name. Glory manifest in Jesus' name. In your body, glory manifest in Jesus' name. In your mind, glory manifest in Jesus' name. In your finances, glory manifest in Jesus' name. In your career, glory manifest. In the lives of your children, in your family, glory manifest in the name of Jesus. The lie of the devil, glory manifest. Every lie of the devil we expose, glory manifest. Embrace Jesus into your life. Do it now. Say, Lord Jesus, I've lived my life my own way, done my own thing. I've allowed myself to be deceived by Satan, the god of this world, and my mind, the god of the unspiritual man. But today, Lord, I want to strike a new relationship with you. I want to get into a new covenant with you. Today, I'm going to take the name of Jesus. I repent of every sin, every error, every waywardness. Jesus, come into my life now. I hand you the key. Come and take full control. Take full control. In all those areas of my life where I've said no, I begin to say yes to you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will follow you. I will do what you say. I will trust you. I will obey you. Holy Spirit, I understand you are the Spirit of glory. Come into my life. Take your place in my life. Give me a new beginning, a new start. Father, I thank you for manifesting your glory in my life. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Would you help me just rejoice and bless the name of the Lord? Rejoice and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Help me rejoice and bless the name of the Lord. Rejoice and bless the name of the Lord.